So how's everybody doing today? The reason why I'm excited to be preaching this morning, because when Josh was kind of telling me what I'll be preaching about, and we going through this Limitless series, when he gave me the information what I'll be preaching about, he told me it'd be grace. And at first I was like, all right, cool. That sounds exciting. You know, I get to preach about grace. And as I began to study throughout the week and just began to just read through the verses, and it's like I started getting reminded of, like, man, grace is just honestly one of those words that, especially as Christians, we throw it around, we say it, oh, we're saved by grace. We hear people talk about grace. But man, the magnitude behind that one word, the power in that one word. Like I said, as I've been reading and studying through this past week, I'm like, man, I really forgot just how powerful that one word is. And honestly, you can almost say that one word alone can define almost everything we are about as when it comes to being a Christian. Grace is such a powerful word. And I hope and I just pray with all my heart by the end of this message that God is blessing me through and the Holy Spirit is speaking. Hey, like I said, I'm not here to teach you nothing new. This isn't going to be this revolutionary message that's going to be something, oh, I didn't know that. No, this is something that we've all known. This is something that we all may heard. But this is just a reminder. All I'm asking that just be a reminder this morning of just how amazing that word grace is. So if you can just turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2. We'll be reading through verses 4 through 9. Like I said, this is just Paul in the book of Ephesians just reminding us once again just how amazing the grace of God is. And as the title says, just how limitless it truly is. So I'll go ahead and read through those verses. So verse 4, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace, you hear that? It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. So as we dive into this message this morning, we see that in the early book, in the first beginning part of Ephesians, Paul begins the first chapter, in chapter 1, he begins with this song of praise. And then he starts leading into this amazing prayer. And then we end up where we are now after what we just read in chapter 2, where he's beginning to preach the gospel, a sermon. And I think it's very important that he started preaching his message with grace. Because there was an important message that he was trying to put out right there. And before I start diving into the verses and we start breaking down this text, there's one thing I really want us to understand this morning. And it's something that I was learning as I was even reading through this. What I want us to first grasp is the difference between mercy and grace. Because those two words can easily be confused with each other. I find myself confusing the two words. Because when you think about mercy, you know, what exactly is mercy? It's you basically not getting what you deserve, correct? So what's grace? If mercy is us not receiving a punishment that we deserve, what exactly is the difference between that and grace? And like I said, especially being Christians, throughout the Bible, we hear points of God's mercy, and then we hear points of God's grace. We see God showing his mercy to his people, and then we see God showing grace to his people. So once again, what is the defining difference between the two words of mercy and grace? So here's just an example. Mercy is God not punishing us as our sins deserve, and grace is God blessing us despite the fact that we did not deserve it? So I'll read that one more time. Mercy is God not punishing us as our sins deserve, while grace is God blessing us despite the fact that we did not deserve it. So let me kind of flesh this out for you. I got a few examples to kind of just pull this in, the two comparisons between mercy and grace. So this is an example of mercy. So this is mercy right here. I'm pretty sure as a kid, growing up, all of us, whether it be our parents or grandparents, when it's time for us to get punished, there's been points in time to where your parent or grandparents had mercy on you. You deserved something, but you didn't get it. I know, especially for me, I wouldn't even say it. I say it like this. It's not my grandmother, my mama. When my mama was ready to tear me up left and down, up and right, there's been times to where I see, you know, when they, your parents or your grandparents give you that face and they look you and then your eyes and you can see them balling up and you're just like, oh, I'm about to get it. But then they back away and they don't do it. That's mercy. I want y'all to remember that. That's some mercy because deep inside they were ready to tear you up left and down, pull some hair. They was ready to do something to you. But they had mercy on you. So once again, that's a punishment that you did deserve, but you didn't get it. That's mercy. Okay, so here's an example of grace. So if an example of grace is having someone that to be kind to you and willing to help you after you may have treated this person wrong. So say you have somebody in your life that you just had an outing with or just, you know, y'all were just arguing or something. And then to have that person come to you, go out of their way to do something good for you or just treat you right regardless of what happened between you two, that's an example of grace because they went out of their way in a way of gifting you forgiveness, in a way of showing that, like, look, I know this happened between us, but I'm still willing to do something for you. I'm still willing to be there for you. I'm still willing to go out of my way to bless you with something regardless of what happened, and even though you didn't deserve it. So I'll give you another example. Another example of mercy. I like this one. You're not getting a speeding ticket even though you were speeding. And I'm not talking about when y'all try to go and get it fixed. I'm not talking about that. That's not mercy. You just go and fix. You're just going to like the local, so maybe somebody you know in the police station or something like that and go get a ticket fixed. That's not mercy. I'm talking about when the cop stops you and you know you were speeding and he decides he left you off the hook. That's an example of mercy. And once again, let's give one more example of grace before we move on. So another example of grace, so say you're working your job and a boss or somebody that is ahead of you decides to just walk in the office one day and bless you with a gift or bless you with something, even though you didn't work for it, even though you didn't deserve it, they still bless you with something just for doing it. That's another example of grace. You didn't deserve it. You didn't work harder that day. You may have not been giving your best, but yet they're still blessing you regardless. Just to do it. Once again, that's an example of grace. So are we starting to see the difference between mercy and grace? How grace is just a simple you being taken away from a punishment that you deserved. I'm sorry, that's mercy. And then grace is just literally you receiving a gift and being blessed with something that you totally don't deserve. I like to think of it this way. Mercy is the first step and grace goes way beyond it. You can almost say like grace has a little bit of mercy in there because it's, once again, it's you having something done that you deserve. But grace is going even beyond that and you even receiving something and being gifted something you don't deserve. And that's a powerful thing because it makes you think like, man, why wouldn't I want to live a life of Christ? He's literally gifting me and blessing me, even though I don't deserve it. He's going out of his way to bless his people, gift his people, no matter how many times we mess up. No matter how many times we fall short, he is still blessing us. Who wouldn't want that? To know that we worship a God that continuously blesses, limitless. It's just limitless, always. So I want to kind of look back at the verses again, verses 4 through 5. And we're kind of going to go through the verses, two verses each at a time. So verses 4 through 5, back in Ephesians chapter 2, we see that grace is a gift we don't deserve, yet God gives it to us limitlessly. And once again, what I want us to understand is that grace is not an excuse to do whatever you want. A lot of times, we try to justify our sin. We try to justify and say, oh, well, I can do everything I want, all I want, how I want. It's okay because God's grace is sufficient. That's pretty a messed up way of thinking about it, right? Sure, it's true. God's grace is always sufficient. But do you want to be that person that's literally spitting in God's face and he's blessing you and gifting you and doing all these great things for you? And you just take it and just say, all right, well, I appreciate it, but I'm still going to go and do whatever I want. Just betraying God over and over and over and over. I mean, what kind of love is that? Are you really showing love to God in that? So what I want to remind us is that grace is not something we can use as an excuse for sin. Yes, we have it infinitely, and it's always going to be there, but it should never be used as an excuse for our sins. So let's look at verses 6. Let's go back and look at verse 6 to 7. We see in these verses how we talk about Jesus Christ, how Jesus Christ is the ultimate example of grace. And what I want, when I was kind of think about is, I truly believe that without grace, there would be no salvation. In a way, we are honestly almost truly saved by grace alone. Because what Jesus is the ultimate example of grace. You want to find an example of grace? Think about Jesus' death. If you think about it, it was a gift to us as his people. He died, and that was the ultimate gift to us. That was the ultimate example of grace, his sacrifice. It was in a gift that was literally given to us, even though we did not deserve it. We did not deserve a Savior that died on that cross for us. We did not deserve a Savior that was beaten, just mocked, tortured for us. We didn't deserve that. That's why that's always going to be the ultimate example of grace. And it is by that we can have salvation. And the last two verses, verses 8 through 9, this is a big one. In these verses, it clearly says it. There's literally no way around it. We cannot brag or boast about what we did to receive grace. No one. I love how it says that. No one. I don't care if you Mother Teresa. I don't care if you the self-proclaimed saint of the world. No one can boast or brag about what they did to receive grace. No one can come before you and say that I've did these many good things, and it's because that God gives me more grace. God has more grace on me because of what I did, the way I've lived my life. I've prayed more. I've come to church more. I've read my Bible 2-3 times already back and forth. That's all great. But you're still getting just as much grace as the person outside you. God's grace is for everyone, and not a single person can boast about it. Not a single person. And at the end of the day, all glory goes to God. When we think about his grace and how he's blessed us, we have to always reflect it back to him. Because even me, it's very easy to have that feeling of wanting to brag about what God is doing. It's very, very easy to fall into that trap. Because when you're living a Christian life and you're doing the quote-unquote right things, and we're doing all the things that our parents raised us to do, and we believe that we're truly living this great model perfect Christian life, it makes it hard to share with people that aren't really living Christian life, because all they look at is and see, oh man, those guys are just perfect. And we can literally make ourselves seem like we are receiving more grace than them. And it's very easy to look at your life that way. It's very easy to look at your life in the vein that, oh, look at a homeless person and say, well, obviously I have more grace than them. God has blessed me a lot more than he's blessed them, so I must be doing something right. And we cannot think like that, because God's grace does not work like that. It works in the same way, in the same vein for every single person. So I ask y'all, how do we respond to that? Now that we've understand, we have a better grasp of grace, what does our response look like? How do we take those next steps? What should we do next? So here's my first point. Share the gift of grace. One of the biggest things that I've come to realize after just learning more and just understanding grace more after this past week is that, man, sharing the gospel is not really as hard as I make it out to seem. Because just the idea of if somebody were to come up and ask me, why do you follow Christ? Why do you call yourself a Christian? Because of grace. And when they ask, what is grace? I'm receiving an infinite gift that no one could ever take away from me. I'm receiving a gift from a God that continuously blesses me over and over and over again. And no matter how many times I mess up, he still continues to bless me. So if you ask me why I choose to follow Christ, it's because of grace. You know, a lot of times when we think about how sharing our faith, we try to think about all these different methods. Oh, maybe I should start with this. Maybe I should think of, you know, say this, or, I mean, start with grace. Start with grace. Help people understand why we value our relationship with Christ so much. And grace is just a wonderful place to start. Because once they understand that that grace is for them too, who wouldn't want to be a part of that? Who wouldn't want to be part of a faith that we know that no matter how many times we mess up, he'll continue to bless us? No matter how many times we fall short, no matter how many times we think that we're not good enough, God is continuously going to have his grace for us, waiting for us and telling us we are good enough. I still accept you and I will still bless you. I will still love you. That's grace. And another example of just sharing the gift of grace is just sharing the gift of grace through reading the word. One of the best ways I feel like we can share the gift of grace is honestly just going within the word itself and reading the word with other people as well. You want to be able to get an idea of sharing grace with someone? Read through the word together. Josh just shared a verse right before offering in Romans that had another example of grace. Grace is a word you're going to find constantly throughout the Bible. And there are many, many great examples of grace. And one of the best ways we can understand that is literally by getting into the word. So honestly, you reading the word, and especially if you're reading with somebody personally, that goes a long way. Find a partner that you can sit down and read through the word together and find those moments of grace in the Bible. And you begin to, like, as you begin to read and witness those moments of grace all throughout the Bible, you can kind of start to see that play out in your life as well. You're like, man, as you're reading and you're just seeing moments of God just bless his people with his grace, you're like, man, I'm so thankful that that same God is the same God that's still blessing me with his grace today. Another example is this, your testimony. Your testimony is a perfect example of grace. Because what? You were saved by grace. Your story, your message is you sharing a gift. Your testimony is a gift to someone else. Because sometimes your testimony is the gift of grace that they need and the step they need to hear or witness God's work. Your testimony is an amazing example of grace. And that's why I feel like it's such an important thing, because here's the thing, your testimony doesn't have to be something you share out in front of a crowd of people. It could just be a simple encounter you have with someone. Just a simple conversation. Your testimony is a part of you sharing that grace. And then lastly, I mean, it's just simple. Just Jesus is the ultimate example of grace, so you share about him. Once again, Jesus' death, Jesus' sacrifice was grace. And once you can truly share about, like, look, this is something that he did for me. This is something he did for all of us. It makes it so much easier to be able to share the gospel. Because once again, it's all defined in one word, grace. So anytime you're ready to share the gospel with someone, anytime you're ready to start, you know, like I said, just having the Holy Spirit speak through you, always lead off with grace. So my second point, I want us to kind of look at how we have to take the grace that we understand and that we grasp and just show that to others. Very simple, very elementary. Like I said, this message wasn't meant to be nothing revolutionary. This was just meant to be a reminder. Not only do we have to accept and be thankful for God's grace, but we have to be willing to model that same grace to others. We may not be as perfect as Jesus was at it, but we can definitely follow on that model of it. And just as simple as this, going the extra mile for someone. When's the last time you went the extra mile to help someone, to bless someone? It's an example of modeling God's grace. Going the extra mile to do things for people goes such a long way. And it doesn't have to be anything just like, once again, it doesn't have to be you handing somebody money. But I think about all the times where when you're helping someone maybe that's homeless, and we want to give them money, we want to go on side the road and bless them with something. But going the extra mile to me would be almost spending time even to say, can I pray with you? Going that extra mile, that's grace. Not just handing the money and just saying God bless you and moving on your way. Or even if you have time, listen to them. Maybe talk to them. Hear their story. I remember when we went to South Africa, me and Josh, and when Josh brought me, one of the biggest pitches that they told us when it comes to talking to South Africans is just to ask them about their lives, because they'll immediately share it. I swear to you, South Africans, they will literally, they will tell you their whole life story as if they've known you for their entire lives. You swear you're their best friend in a matter of 2 seconds. All you need is hello, and all of a sudden, we're immediate best friends. I don't know how that works, but that's how it works out there. And you just literally take that extra time to listen to their story, to ask them, you know, just tell me about yourself. And they'll go on and on and on and on. But that means a lot for them. And I feel like sometimes, especially in our culture, that's something we're missing today, just that time. And I think feel like that's a perfect example of grace, that moment of just sitting down and just listening and going the extra mile. Another example, and we kind of brought this up earlier, but show mercy and just show grace to those that hurt you. There's times, too, you're always throughout your life, you're going to have people that do you wrong. And you may pull this in from another Bible verse, turn the other cheek. But I think that's just, for example, turn the other cheek to me is just showing mercy. Showing grace is literally you going even further to not only saying you forgive that person, but just have a reminder that, look, I'm going to show you grace. I'm still going to be there for you. I'm still willing to even go further than just turn my cheek and show you mercy, but I'm willing to even do more than that. And it's not easy all the time. It's never meant to be easy because we're not God. We're not perfect. But once again, Jesus died and came to this earth to give us the ultimate example of grace. Because if anybody knows what it means to turn the other cheek, show mercy, but then show grace right after that is Jesus. And I want us to also think about it like this way. You know that Jesus, even as a child, and this is something that Josh actually taught me, Jesus, even as a child, was mocked. Even before he was given his life to, you know, he was about to sacrifice his life and he was beaten and tortured and spit on, all these other things. You know that even as a child, Jesus was mocked? And you want to know why? Because his father wasn't, quote unquote, his father. A lot of times he would be called the son of Mary. Back in those days, if you weren't called the son of your father, that was very offensive. Because, once again, Mary was a virgin, correct? So Jesus, even as a child, was mocked because everybody just assumed that Mary had a baby with someone that wasn't legitimately her husband, that she had a baby with someone else. So even as a child born of a virgin, Jesus was mocked from a young age growing up, even before his true persecution started. So once again, if anybody has an example of what it means to still show grace and still be willing to sacrifice his life, I mean, the dude didn't have a break. Like I said, we always look at the late life of Jesus during his ministry, but man, he's had it rough even in the young ages. And still throughout all those years, up until the end of his life, he was still willing to sacrifice and show us grace. And the last thing is this. Remember, God's grace is for everyone. No matter the race, no matter the political party, no matter the gender, young, old, I don't care what it is. God's grace is for everyone. Like we established earlier, the same grace that I have is the same grace that you have. A person risking his life in a missionary field to a person that's working an everyday job, God blesses them all with the same grace. God's grace is truly limitless. And he just wants us to show that same grace to others. And as Christians, we need to be that example of showing grace to people. We have to be that example because no one else in the world will. There's too much arguing. There's too much debating. There's too many people that's gone all over social media and can't agree with anything. The idea of going the extra mile to show grace is not really prevalent in our world today. If it is, it's very hard to find it. So as Christians, we are asked to rise up and be the people to show that God's grace is for everyone. Everyone. So as I close out and we think about back, the difference between God's mercy and grace, I just find it so amazing because, man, God just didn't just have mercy on me. He's given me grace. And I'm just so thankful. I know deep inside my spirit and my heart that grace is something that can never be taken away from me. He's literally blessed me with something that never ends. He's blessed me with something that I will always have. He's literally gifted me a gift and says it's forever yours. This grace that I bless you with is forever yours. No one can take it away from you. It's always yours. Through all your mess ups, through all your screw ups, no matter how bad your life you think it, how bad of life you think you have, this grace that I'm blessing you with, this is my gift to you, and you will always have it. You are saved by it. You are delivered by it. You are freed by it. And you are loved by it. By grace alone. This was just a reminder. This was no revolutionary message. This was just a reminder be reminded of His grace. It was a reminder to me. Sometimes I forget about God's grace. I forget about just how amazing it truly is. And how I truly have nothing without it. A gift that can never be taken away. A gift that's truly limitless. Literally a gift that no other gift can compare to is His grace. So this morning, I'm going to just ask us all to stand in prayer. And there's anything inside your spirit and heart that maybe you've been thinking about, like, man, I haven't really been remembering God's grace. I haven't been thankful. I haven't truly been honoring just how amazing that gift of grace is. So in your time of prayer, honestly, just give a prayer of thanksgiving this morning. A prayer of just thankfulness, just thanking Him for His grace. And not just thanking Him, but just asking the Lord to show you what it means to have grace and give grace to others. Because there's a lot of people out there that need some grace and needs to understand that Christ's grace is just so immeasurable. And we as God's people are the only ones that could bring that message to them. Because this world needs His grace. I need His grace. You need His grace. We all do. And once again, this is not for us to boast or to brag, but just to share in it. So just spend these moments in time and just prayer this morning. Just reflecting on that in response. And if you need to pray with me or Josh, we're here for y'all as well. So just spend that time this morning. Father God, I come to You this morning, Lord, just with a prayer of thanksgiving. Prayer of just thanks to You just for blessing us with Your grace. For us being able to come before You with all our flaws and all our weakness, with all our sin, and still receive the greatest gift that no person or no man could ever give us. And that's Your limitless and forever lasting grace. And Jesus, I just pray as Your people, as we as Your followers, as Your children, that we would want to just share that message of grace. We would want for others to just experience what it means to just be totally just enveloped in Your grace and Your love. God, just teach us how to be people that are willing to share that message, to share the gift of grace. Something that is truly limitless. So I'm just asking this morning that You just be within our hearts and our spirits, and whatever You see in us that needs to change, and whatever wrong, whatever mess up, whatever is going on inside of us, God, that You just work in that and help us through it. So that way we, God's people, may stand and rise up as Your army, as Your people, full of grace to do what You've called each and every one of us to do. And that's to share in that gift. So Father, I thank You this morning. I honor You and I praise You. We are saved by Your grace alone. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.